Baseball's postseason begins today after a wild regular season. The defending World Series champion Anaheim Angels did not qualify for the playoffs, but two of the sport's most romanticized teams, the Boston Red Sox and Chicago Cubs, will take part, and they actually have a reasonable chance to face one another in the World Series. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob.
How about the Red Sox and Cubs? What are their chances?
Well, not bad. You know, the last time one of them won a World Series in 1918 was when the Red Sox beat, of course, the Cubs, because somebody had to lose that World Series. And maybe we'll have a similar scenario here. The Red Sox go in as the wild card team, facing the Oakland Athletics in the first round. The A's have been a great regular season team for 4 years, but have never gotten past the first round. And the Cubs play the Atlanta Braves, who are always in the playoffs, as we know. But the Cubs have better pitching than the Braves. And you know the old baseball cliche that especially in postseason, good pitching beats good hitting, and the Braves have become a hitting team. So those series are there to be won by those very romanticized losers, the Red Sox and Cubs.
But neither the Red Sox nor the Cubs is the surprise story among the eight teams playing.
No, not even close. The surprise story has to be the Florida Marlins, who won the World Series in 1997, then were broken up by their owner, Wayne Huizenga, eventually sold. They play in a football stadium. Even when they are good, they don't really draw. But they came out of nowhere. They hired 72-year-old Jack McKeon as their manager and proceeded to completely turn it around from that point, going 75-49, and went by everybody to win the National League wild card. So they play the San Francisco Giants in the first round. I don't think they can beat the Giants, but their presence is certainly the surprise of the season.
The Atlanta Braves and New York Yankees tied for the best record in baseball. Are they now the favorites?
There's no clear-cut favorite, Bob, because the Braves and the Yankees did have the best records, but not by that much, and each has weaknesses. The Braves 12 years in a row in postseason, but only one World Series title. And they are not built around pitching anymore. They're built around their hitting, which was superb all year. And a good hitting team can be vulnerable to a good pitching staff. The Yankees went through their usual tumult of a regular season. George Steinbrenner, 3 weeks ago, was threatening to fire Joe Torre, who's only been in the playoffs 8 straight years as the Yankees manager, but hasn't won a World Series since, oh God forbid, 2000, if the Yankees don't win the whole thing this year. So even though the Yankees won 101 games, if they don't beat the Minnesota Twins in this first-round series or at least get to the World Series, the season will be seen as a failure, and God knows what will go on in New York during the offseason.
Well, the Giants almost won last year, but they might be a better team now.
I think they are a better team now. They've got Dusty Baker left as the manager. Felipe Alou came in, and it was a seamless transition. He's always been very underrated as a manager when he was with the Montreal Expos. Barry Bonds, in spite of the death of his father during the season, had another superb season. And Jason Schmidt has emerged as a real star starting pitcher, which is the one thing maybe the Giants lacked last year when they lost that 7-game World Series to the Angels.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose most recent book is Open, Inside the Ropes at Bethpage Black.